Star watchers and sky gazers are getting excited for the annual Perseid meteor shower this week. This is Lisa Berry, and joining us to talk about that is Celine, amateur astronomer, member of the University of Michigan Lowbrow Astronomers, Dr. Brian Autumn. Good to talk to you again.
Hello, it's great to talk.
I am fortunate to know a lot of different astronomers, and a lot of times you're kind of cynical about what's happening in the sky, but Brian says he's excited about the Perseids this year, so tell us why.
Yes, unlike a lot of things we see on social media, this one is a real event, and the Perseid meteor shower is the best meteor shower for Michigan for the whole year of 2021.
Is it going to be better than usual this year?
No, but it's the best meteor shower of the year. It's going to be good this year. And so, well, it's a little better than normal because there's no moon. And when there's a moon, it tends to wash out the shooting stars. So there's no moon, and it's just a tiny little crescent moon. It'll be beautiful, but it'll set and get out of the way. Not going to be a problem. So there'll be a lot of meteors to see, and I'm urging folks to get out there and see them.
It technically peaks this week?
It peaks, yes, on Thursday the 12th, and you got your choice, either early Thursday morning on the 12th, or Thursday evening that night. And so both are going to be good, and I'm urging folks, just pick the one where the weather is better. If it looks clear Thursday morning, go for that, or for Thursday night in the overnight till the 13th, go out then.
For some people, night is morning and morning is night, so can you give us some actual hours that you're talking about?
Meteors are better the later you go, because the windshield of your car hits more bugs than the back window of your car. And the Earth is heading into the meteor is better towards dawn. So if you can, like 3 a.m. to 5:30 a.m. on Thursday, the 12th, is the best time.
And you've been seeing some already, have you not?
Oh, yeah. Been seeing them. They're white and yellow, and some of them are fireballs, meaning they're bright. It's probably the best meteor shower, NASA says, for these fireballs, these bright meteors.
And where in the sky are we looking?
Well, that's the great thing about meteor showers. There's no one place. What I urge people to do is get out there where it's dark, meaning away from city lights if you can, and just lay down on a blanket or something that's warm and dry, and look up. No equipment required. You just look straight up to just have an open horizon, try to get away from trees, and you'll see them.
Say it's 10 or 11 o'clock at night, and you happen to be in somewhere where it's dark. Could you see them that early?
Definitely. When the sun goes down, you can still see them. They're good this whole week, actually. I'm just saying that the peak is Wednesday night all night and Thursday night all night. But it's going to be visible. You'll see them throughout the week. They're starting already, and NASA has a fireball network of cameras, and they've been telling us, yep, we are seeing them.
You have a camera. You have a telescope in the desert in New Mexico. Is that correct?
Yes, I have a remote control telescope down in the desert, and it takes good pictures of deep space things, but it doesn't take good pictures of close-up things like meteors because you need the whole sky in a wide angle. And so I'm not able to get meteor pictures there. But here in Michigan, people can get meteor pictures. And even the new phones have astrophotography mode.
Ooh,
and
really?
If you can get them on a tripod, you can be taking like time-lapse videos. Just keep on taking pictures for 5 minutes at a time.
Speaking of watching the sky, I know a few weeks ago we were seeing some funky sunsets and sunrises due to smoke due to the wildfires out west. Is that continuing from what you can tell?
Yes, there are smoke maps that you can find online, and sadly, it's still continuing right now. It's abated just a bit, but there are plumes coming across the whole plains and into the Midwest, and so we're going to see more smoke, and depending on Thursday, if there's a big batch of smoke overhead, it might diminish the meteors a little bit, but it certainly won't eclipse them.
as a so-called amateur astronomer, but I think you have a lot more astronomy experience than most of us. It's been such a rainy summer and not a lot of clear nights. There have been lately, but up till this past week or two, it seems like it hasn't been very clear at night. Now we're seeing planets. What's up in the sky that we can notice right now?
You're right. It's been a challenging year. We've had so many cloudy nights, and then when it was clear, especially in July, early July, we had so much smoke, it was just hard to see anything. But now we're having Saturn and Jupiter coming up in the evening, and they're spectacular, coming up in the southeast, and I highly recommend folks to look at those two. Even with binoculars, you can see the four moons of Jupiter, and it's way cool. So, yeah, we have some planets, and just after the sun goes down in the west, you can see Venus. So it's a good time for planets this summer.
Dr. Brian Ottam, we will look forward to the Perseid meteor showers, and we're always grateful for you sharing all this information with us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thanks. It's been fun.